Nikki and Tamillo when you wake up. 97.3. Coast FM.
Do you kind of feel like if you leave food scraps behind places, you're not sort of littering because it's natural? Yeah, people sometimes say that.
No, if it's like an apple or a banana, are we talking like
throwing them out
the window?
Well, maybe not out of a moving vehicle because I think under any circumstances that's not okay.
Yeah, look, I don't do that.
No. Well, it's just that I know that some people sometimes feel like, and I've probably, you know, done this before too, like, oh, it's an apple core, it's natural, it'll break down, it'll be food for the animals.
Apple core, I think, is okay.
Apparently not.
Right.
Environmentalists say it's not such a good idea. I just saw an article talking about how food on the side of the road tends to attract animals to places where they could easily get hit by cars.
Yeah, right.
And also stuff like apple cores are not part of their natural diets.
What if they were in an orchard?
Well, in that case, maybe. But are you growing one on the side of the highway?
Why not?
Maybe. Well, they're saying it reinforces bad behaviour. So
yeah,
maybe,
right, okay. You
know, maybe everything in the bin, possibly, or take it home and compost it. Maybe you should start a composting thing in your car.
In your car, how lovely.
Some people already have, to
be fair. I've seen some pretty disgusting cars.
So maybe, just keep it in your vehicle. You know what I'm saying?
Keep it for the bin, yeah.
And okay, also, government spend millions cleaning up bits of the roadside and stuff. So.
Yeah, but
just because it's
cleaning up rubbish.
Yes. But, you know, just because it's banana skins or apple cores, it doesn't make it any better.
Just composting the ground.
Just sharing. I don't want to necessarily be preachy all day at you and stuff, but, you know, I just saw it and thought I'd share. Okay?
Yeah. Okay. Good idea.
Okay. Good idea. we're all on the same page now.
Nikki and Demello's three things you need to know.
So the Mandurah Job Fair happens tomorrow at the Mandurah Aquatic and Rec Centre, bringing to the job seekers, employers, employment services, providers and recruitment agencies.
Nice.
So head along with your resume between 9.30 and 12.30 tomorrow.
Perfect.
It's also Halloween tomorrow.
Ah!
So remember to stock up on treats if you want to get involved, and maybe a good idea to hang something spooky from your front door if you do want to get involved.
Exactly. So
if you don't,
people know which houses to go to.
Yeah, but if you don't, get a little polite sign, you know. No trick or treaters, please.
Yep.
You know, or just, you know, nothing out the front.
Yeah, that's fine as well. Whatever you want to do is fine.
Well, generally, though, just look for the houses with like a skeleton or we put up a spider out the front of our
house. There you go.
Every year, October 30 is national. October 30 is apparently national. Text your ex day.
Text your ex day. Wow.
So if you're keen to open old wounds.
So are they suggesting too?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Get out your phone. They say, think of something to say and participate in National Text Your Ex Day.
Oh, gee. I'm sure people can think of quite a lot of things they'd like to say.
I'm sure. I don't know if it's necessary.
No.
Why have they come up with this one? I really don't know.
Well, who is it benefiting? No one.
Well, no one really. Unless you're trying to hook up again.
Yeah. Well, if there's still something there, then today's the day to go for it.
You could either, I suppose you could crack a bottle of something and just remember if you wanted to. Well, maybe you could use it as an original way to break up with someone. Like, you know, read between the lines here, it's text your ex day.
Oh.
So I'm
if
sending
I text
you a text.
You today, it means you're my ex.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is, you know.
Harsh.
Pleasant. The second largest salt cave in the world is in Iran.
Mm-hmm.
And the Czech geologists who explored it, and I'll probably get this wrong, but they named it Jeskaintri Nahaku, which means Cave of the Three Naked Men.
Okay.
It's unclear why they've called it that.
Well, it seems pretty clear to me.
Well, okay, yeah. Either there were three Czech geologists who discovered it, or
and
they
got
discovered
naked in it.
Three men in it.
Yeah.
I suspect, along with the nakedness and the salt, there was a lot of tequila potentially and citrus fruit involved in the process, possibly. And I imagine that what happens in the salt cave probably stays in the salt cave.
So that's all we get.
That's it.
No explanation.
No. And I'll look up what the name of the biggest salt cave in the world is, if you like. But I doubt it'll be as amusing. I see the government is planning a total ban on phones in WA schools.
Yes, I think it was it a few, about a month or so ago, they banned, it must have been over East, they banned them at schools and they were thinking about it here. Now
so
it's obviously coming into effect, is it?
From 2020, they reckon the ban will cover phones, smartwatches, tablets and other devices. So that means you can't use a Fitbit. Cooper loves to keep track on, like, his steps over the day.
I guess if it's just Fitbit, you know, ones that you can't do anything on the internet with, I would assume would be okay.
Well, yeah, but they all do, don't they?
Well, no.
They have to put them in airplane mode or something.
Yeah.
Students from kindergarten year 6 will not be permitted to have mobile phones in their possession during the day. Students from 7 to 12 will have their phones turned off during school hours and kept out of sight until the end of the school day. Okay. Mm-hmm. Premier said there'll be exemptions to the policy made for students with special circumstances, including those who need to monitor a health condition, or were under the direct instruction of a teacher for educational purposes, or had teacher permission for a specified purpose.
It baffles me that anyone has their phone in school. Remember, if anyone even saw you reaching for your pocket to possibly pull out a phone, it was confiscated.
Back in my days, if you were seen with a calculator, that was bad enough.
Yeah, so leaving school, you were not to even touch or look like you're looking for your phone until you'd left the school gates.
Yeah, right.
Clearly, things have changed somewhere. Kids are just using them during school time.
I feel like, despite, like, it seems like a good idea on the face of it, but I feel like this won't be the end of this. I feel like there'll be more discussions around this. You keep watch this space because the conversation will continue.
I think it's a great idea to get rid of them until. I mean, you can have it with you in your school bag for after school, but during school you don't need it.
Though, like I say, I feel like there will be arguments. There'll be arguments against this.
Oh well.
So we'll watch with interest.
97.3 Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
Jennifer Aniston has opened up on Ellen about what's in the works for the Friends cast. That's when she wasn't smooching her, as we saw yesterday.
Of course.
We would love for there to be something, but we don't know what that something is. So we're just trying. We're working on something.
Probably a movie.
Huge, huge, huge movie. No, we don't know.
A possibility that it's a movie.
I don't know yet. I don't want to lead
but
people.
But all of you were hanging out. The very first post you did was all of them at your house.
I know, but we did that because we miss each other and we all happen to be in the same part of the world.
You know, I'm definitely up to date.
Yeah. Prince has taken a swipe at Katy Perry and Ed Sheeran from Beyond the Grave in his new memoir, The Beautiful Ones. Before he sadly passed away in 2016, he wrote this letter, which was afterwards found in his home. It reads, "We need to tell them that they keep trying to ram Katy Perry and Ed Sheeran down our throats and we don't like it, no matter how many times they play it." Prince's memoir, The Beautiful Ones, is out now.
Well, see, even Prince turned into a grumpy old man.
He did. Now, Dolly Parton has revealed she originally wanted to cast Miley Cyrus as the character Jolene in the episode of the same name from her upcoming Netflix anthology series, Heartstrings.
I actually had hoped that at one point, if I ever do Jolene, you know, I'd love to, you know, Miley would have been great.
But the role has gone to Julianne Hough.
We went through a lot of people that, you know, we wanted it to be someone that kind of was described in the song.
With flaming locks of auburn hair, with ivory skin, eyes of emerald.
She had all of that. All she had to do was put on this beautiful red hair, and she was the most beautiful Jolene you could ever get.
There you go.
Sounds interesting. So Heartstrings arrives on Netflix November 22. And Kanye has appeared on the latest episode of The Late Late Show with James Corden for an episode of Carpool Karaoke, or must be Airpool Karaoke since he was on a plane for the episode. This is how it went down.
Marriage years are different than human. Like, you know, dog years, what is it, 7 years?
See, yeah, why are marriage years
like 100 years? It's like 500 years of marriage.
People thought it would be uncool to be married. Then I got married and people are like, oh, that looks cool.
No one ever thought it'd be uncool to marry Kim Kardashian. Everybody thought it would be cool to marry Kim Kardashian.
Well, not Chris Humphries. It's more than cool. It's more than cool as hell or something. It's heavenly. It's great. It's magnificent.
Do you think he's trying to make up for the dog years talk? Did you say just before?
Nikki and DeMello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.